بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. In tonight's Tarawih, we cover the last quarter of the 14th juz and the whole of the 15th juz. The surahs covered are half of Surah Nahl, the bee, Banu Israel, the children of Israel, and the three quarters of Surah Al-Kahf, the cave. First surah, Surah Al-Nahl, Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His messengers are rejected. They will bear witness against those who rejected the truth. All false gods will vanish and be destroyed. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to me and you, follow a life of justice and good deeds, because it is these acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us on. On the day of judgment, evil will be powerless over the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth may come in stages, like the revelation of the Quran, but it gives strength, guidance and good news. Accept His message firmly. Do not reject it out of pride. Enjoy the lawful things in this life, but thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are pure, good and righteous and practice self-restraint, just like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In Surah Banu Israel, we are now on another series of Surah which may be divided into three parts. This and the next four surahs deal with the old prophets and stories of the past. The main theme, meaning the subject matter, of these surahs is spiritual history of individuals rather than nations. The surah begins with Mi'raj, the journey which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was transported from the sacred mosques of Mecca to the Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Masjid in Jerusalem, and was shown some signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to the heavens in this process, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, true men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gain the honor of seeing great mysteries of the spiritual world. These are related in the Quran to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sign clear to men and to guide them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you do well, you do well for yourselves. The reverse applies for doing evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows His favors freely on all, though more on some than others. But the gifts of the hereafter are greater in excellence. Love and serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creatures if you want to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala well. Parents, the needy, even to say a word of goodness is charity. Do not kill your children out of fear of need or for food. And do not come near adultery. Do not take any life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made holy except for a just cause. Do not approach or consume the orphan's property. Give full measure when you measure, and weigh with an accurate scale. And do not talk proudly on the earth. Allah mentions there is none like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His revelation is only understood by the believers. Allah says, say only these things that are good, because otherwise Shaitan so this disunity among the people. Hope for his mercy, but fear his anger. Pride, jealousy, spite and hatred caused the falls of Iblis. Man honored above much of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation and has great responsibilities. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercies and remember the day of judgment. Pray always for his guidance, truth. And Allah mentions that the truthful one will be full of success, inshaAllah. The Quran is a healing and a mercy for the believers. It is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies. Accept it without offering excuses. Learn it, recite it, understand it, and pray Allah and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. The next surah is Surah Al-Kahf. This is a Meccan surah. It shows us how short life is and how little we know about it. The Quran has been sent down as a guidance to mankind, to warn us against evil and to give good news to the believers. The life is short and has many ups and downs. An incident is narrated. Some youth took shelter in a cave to protect themselves against their cruel ruler. They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mercy and prayed to him to ease their problems. They lay asleep for many years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted their prayers. Once they awoke, they had asked one another, "How long have we stayed here?" The replies were, "Perhaps a day or even part of a day." Eventually, they all said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows how long. He knows best how long we have stayed here for." One of them went down into the town to buy some food. His old-fashioned clothes, appearances, way of speaking, and the old money which he had bought drew the attention of the people. The town later began arguing over the number of people who had slept in the cave. The incident shows the life of the companions of the cave is a mystery that only can be understood by only a few. Do not argue over petty issues. Take the lesson from the story. Rather, man's knowledge is uncertain. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knower. Therefore, learn from the Quran. The parable of a man is given who is proud because of his property. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys this property to make the man realize the truth. This life is an uncertain and variable as rainwater, which falls on the ground but soon vanishes. Good deeds are best as rewards and foundation for our hopes. The day of the reckoning will come with its mercy and its punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to act upon and to take heed from the lessons of the Quran. Amin wa akhir da'wan and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahli sahbihi ajma'in ya rabbil alameen.